So their knowledge, their wisdom is mostly contained on that Bible. That's the highest honor and the highest wisdom to have. That's according to their understanding. These kind of elders like George Kiwake and my grandfather and David Sutherland and all those, that's where they based their wisdom. They didn't have any more of those old stuff that was there before Christianity. And the elders and the people that became elders after those ones, you know, they were the same. Even today, we have now the people that are over 70, which I have seen when they were a young man. They were not, they were much older than I am. They were 10 years older. But as now they are about 70 years old, 75, and their wisdom is still the Bible. But their cultural knowledge is the second. So this is one of the reasons why that our elders do not actually care to talk about their cultural experience. They don't consider that as a high priority or the first priority for us, their wisdom. I knew this because I have dealt with elders for the last 20 years. And I am not condemning them. I am not condemning the religion that has been brought to them. To my opinion, truly, as I sit here, and truly as the sun rises and sets, it is true that the Christianity is one of the best religions that has ever been produced by man, and have produced through man by the Great Spirit. Because the Catholic Church is one of the oldest ones, and is one of them, one of the perfect one, and it's one of the hardest one. And it's hard, it is one of the hardest one to follow. Perhaps that is the reason many leaders or have followed the apostles have failed to follow their policy. So I may not talk about these things. I may not condemn the Christianity because I do not understand enough. That is not the reason why I am telling a story. I am telling a story only to try to stress the importance of our culture. When was it important? When did it go down? When did it end? And what is now? So it's actually, there's about three divisions. To try to tell the story about the past before the European is the first one. And then to try to tell a story about our culture after the European, when the original culture was diluted or diminished slowly as the European came to trade with our people. And then another institution that imposed upon our people, which is, unfortunately to say, the Christianity, does quite a bit of change or quite a bit of impact of our true original culture. And then comes recently, the government action, that is residential schools. That is truly then the most powerful impact for the young people of the First Nation in any area of across country. I have experienced that too, and my mother have experienced that too. So it started in 1900. Or very close to the 1800, this school situation, or whatever you want to call it, and which became resident school after. And the impact of it, you know, it, and the way it was designed to do by the government, it did really work. But I will not try to involve the Christianity with this thing, but it did play a big part, because it was the missionaries who took the job over to operate the residential schools. But to them, according to their idea, it was a gift or a blessing for them to be able to do that, because their aim was to Christianize the First Nation in the area, wherever they are. And it's the same applicable to the Muskego country and territory. So it was a real good thing to do, you know, to try to give an idea to the youngster about the Christianity, and to tell him that, you know, this world is only the material that we see, and there is a world, a spiritual world, that is actually his a priority. Well, don't worry about the material world, you know, just let it be. Well, this is the, that's the powerful impact on a young person. I have felt that myself, and I know what it costs. So the missionaries who did deliver these things were not thinking they were doing the wrong thing. They were really thinking they were doing the best for the First Nation. And they think this is the greatest help for them, and plus the Christianity they come with it. So it's not them who designed to try to kill the culture, no. But it is them who carried out the mission.